The longer you are a Christian, the easier it is to slip into dry places, spiritual lows, or falling into a sleepy state. We get caught in seemingly endless battles that seem like losses. We consider giving in and giving up. Deceived, we think we're fine, but conviction reveals we're not. Our fire for God is but an ember, barely flickering. In Revelations 3, 1 through 6, Jesus addressed this to the Sardis church. I know all the things you do, and that you have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Wake up! Strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is almost dead. I find that your actions do not meet the requirements of my God. Go back to what you heard and believed at first. Hold to it firmly. Repent and turn to me again. If you don't wake up, I will come to you suddenly, as unexpected as a thief. Father God, we confess there are places in our lives, in our cities, in our county, in our state, in our country, among believers, where we think we're alive, but we're dead. We confess there are times that we're skating by in our Christian walk rather than being awake. We confess we are sleeping instead of being alert. We confess we act like we have plenty of time to get our oil, but need to be ready at any moment, not knowing what day will be our last or when you will return. We confess the need to wake up, turn to you, and strengthen the remains of our walk. Light a fire, O God, in our souls. We want to turn to you again and believe what you taught us at first. We want to do the works that we did at the beginning of our walk with you. We repent of sleeping, not waking up, holding on to what little we have, thinking it's more, not staying in an alert mode. We ask you, God, to shine your light on anything in us that needs to be revived, that is almost dead or is dead, anything that's harming and not helping our walk. That we want to be on fire for you and not in smoke mode. In Ephesians 5:14, you say, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine in you. We thank you for this promise. Help us to wake up and arise. In Romans 13:11, besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Father, we pray that we will wake up, because knowing salvation is nearer to us. 1 Thessalonians 5:6, so then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. This is a cry to all of us, Lord. And in Revelations 3:2, wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. We thank you, God, that you give us time to repent. Let us use this time wisely to change and to wake up, to be alert, to be sober, to be ready for your return, and to be ready to do your will whenever we have an opportunity. In Jesus' name.